Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Hello, I'm George Takei, and I don't always drink urine, but when I do, I prefer Dos Lindstedts. You're listening to Pastor Lindstedt's The Movement Turd.
Pastor Lindstedt, Aryan man, with an Armageddon plan, derailed Zog's railroad train. Wants to kill all the Jews and a lot of Uyghurs too. He has a psycho Aryan non-Uyghur brain. Martin had a wife he loved all his life. For grandkids they are so brave. Destroying Zog caught his eye and chasing off Zog's lie and putting Zog Babylon in his grave. It was on any weekday night, when Jews lie that they's right, he pissed on damn kite claims. And the Uyghurs zap with a shout, them stupid fucking louts, that Pope Marty done hits at what he aims. Martin had a wife he loved all his life, for grandkids they are so brave. Destroying Zog caught his eye and finished off Zog lies and putting Zog Babylon in its grave. It was on any weekday night when the pastor is at home talking to Christ's family tree. When along's come dirty Jew and a zogling Uyghur or two making they's ass whooping necessary. Martin had a wife he loved all his life. For grandkids they are so brave. Destroying Zog caught his eye and chasing off Zog lies and putting Zog Babylon in his grave. Well, the ass clowns hold their breath when they hear of pastor's depth. They wonder why he don't fucking lie. It was dirty pisser possums and all of Satan's mamsers that want to take him down on the sly. Martin had a wife he loved all his life. For grandkids they are so brave. Destroying Zog caught his eye and finished off Zog lies and putting Zog Babylon in its grave.
Zog, Uyghur, and Mamzer, Asklaz, Crossford, Ned Zog, playing here in the open air, Coast Coast Nut House. We call Zog Babylon the third and final, but this show is always aimed for the lost and found sheep of the house of Israel. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ call. Greetings. Let's see, the Beaner phone, I was supposed to pay $43.09 to get turned back on. I decided to not dick with it today. So I'm calling on Skype, which is good enough. I'll probably pay $43.09 for a month worth of yak yak on the Beaner phone tonight here. I don't think I'm going to have a four-hour show, so hey, that's good here. Well, hello, Mary. No, Mary showed up. Anyway, let's see. I was doing a lot of work tonight. Guest number 8 was asking about Brian Real. And what I did is that for the first time in a week, this morning, I went over to the to my Pacer account. And first I looked up the lawsuit against my brother and seen what, if anything, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals are doing. What they're doing is, it's what I call sliming. It's when a federal judge or judges, they know that what they're doing is wrong, but they want to do what they want to do. And so what they do is they just sit and sit and sit, and then finally they bite the bullet and Pearl will tell you that you're slimed. Now, I signed a petition for rehearing. I sent it off, and he got up there on the 20th of May. Pretty well telling them is that, you know, hey, if you agree that a lawyer can conspire with a relative of who he's supposed to be guardian ad litem, that's fine. Attorney Terry Neff's daddy is a well-to-do businessman, and he owns, what, at least 10 times what my mother's estate's worth, by $25 million. I wouldn't mind putting Terry Neff and his daddy, Larry, essentially just giving them a dull knife apiece here and not letting them have any other fruit other than each other. And then going ahead and confiscating the estate of whoever wants here. I mean, folks, when there's no law, you get to do whatever the hell you want to do. It's a matter of power, not a matter of law. That's what I've said. That is what I've said for the last couple of years here while talking about our bowel movement here. Most of them, like the duck, they get used to whine like pussies here. Oh, you know, the bugsters, why they like whining like pussies. Anti-racist is a anti-racist same way of saying anti-white or whatever. And they have these little mantras and they quote here and they whine like pussies here. Now, sometimes they'll even go so far to claim as the Ku Klux Klan was the very first. Did I say greetings, ogling, wigger, manzer, ass clouds? I forget. Hell, I'm getting like coverage time, getting seen out. Today is the fourth of June, 2015, and heck, it's been, well, nearly 6 years since James Von Braun, he went to die at the Holocaust Museum, and he went ahead and, you know, the nigger guards shot another nigger, a security guard, and then he was murdered by Zog. But anyway, this is what, the Movement Turd number 280.5. I stayed up late the other night putting up the one where I had Long Island Brian and Dewey Tucker call in. And I re-engineered it, and it came to about 5 minutes and 1 second, so I cut off the very, last chorus of Flooring Guy and got it in under, 4 hours, 59 minutes, and 59 seconds, 0.58. 59.98 or whatever seconds here. So, pretty well I got it in, got in under 5 hours and loaded it up. And then I went ahead and loaded up, same thing over on mamsers.org here. But anyway, I was looking at Brian Real, and I was looking at my brother-in-law's case. I went ahead and looked. Brian Real, during the month of May, this idiot, he files, I want summary judgment, I want summary judgment, I want summary judgment. Marty isn't answering my request for discovery. Well, I had sent out, saying, hey, look, Brian, we'll have discovery, but I want initial discoveries, and what it consists of, I want to know what you and Eli James and Bill Fink have been doing, and yes, you know that I have most of your bogus DMCA takedown accounts, and you probably know that I may have some of the terms of service snitching, but not hardly any of that. But I have a lot of the bogus DMCA complaints you made. Not the ones where you were successful, but the ones where you went bitching to crisis host. So let's just go ahead and do this in order. Now, he doesn't have a Digital Millennium Copyright Act because the complaint is I reprinted a Facebook public profile page of him looking like an effeminate, brown-skinned mongrel with a junibrow. And, a Facebook profile page is not a copyrightable item. So there is no jurisdiction over the Digital Millennium Copyright. Certainly not, since he noticed it in November 15, 2010. I counter-noticed it, and they claim it libel and slander. So I went ahead and reprinted that article by Eli James calling me a convicted child molester. And the November 28th call-in where he said he wasn't going to sue, he wasn't going to actually file a lawsuit, and he was claiming I was grooming children or something like that. And he called me a convicted child molester again and again and again. So he don't have libel or slander issues. And emotional damage, well, there was in March of this year a bogus DMCA complaint made by some English doofus here against somebody who was on WordPress.com, and WordPress.com went ahead and brought this English one to because he claimed that he was doing under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. So half the thing, it was called Automatic versus something or another here. It was decided on March of this year. Essentially, they ruled that there's no emotional damages. Although Brian Rio claims emotional damages because he can't get a job as a policeman. Well, folks, he's never had a job. This lasted more than a couple weeks. That he certainly isn't going to get a job in the police forces. I mean, what police force wants? A self-hated, self-loathing, mongrel. I believe he's a faggot. A mamzer faggot. Who essentially hates, non-whites, but he also hates whites here. I mean, he's about a satanic mongrel. He's not going to get a job. He's not going to get a job as a policeman. By the way, I need to put up the evidence here, but in lawsuit number 6 of the 18 that I've seen, he filed two more on the 26th of April, 4 days after I filed the countersuit. And here he is. He is, he's suing, I think, AT&T, and I bet it's gone to federal court by now. But in any case, lawsuit number 6 was against this guy, and these lawyers got involved, and the lawyers got a restraining order against Brian Rio, and they tried to have Brian Rio be forced to have a mental evaluation. Now, guess number 8, Brian Rio can write. Motion after motion after motion after motion. Just the docket sheets for 18. Well, 38 pages, but let's knock off the single page for his brand new lawsuits. The docket sheets usually took 2 pages and they consisted of Brian Rio filing motions to strike, motions for summary judgment, motions for whatever. He's a mongrel who is playing dialing for dollars. That's what my sister said. Oh, he sounds like he's playing dialing for dollars. Yeah, he's essentially committing fraud. Now, the last couple responses pointed out his fraud. I pointed out, first-amendment.net, and his gloating about taking it down is still on his Sword Brethren blog is post number 130. Now, it may be taken down. I don't know if Fink's going to take it down because Fink has been to prison for violating civil rights. Fink, I don't think, is in a hurry to go back to prison. But he might be. I don't know. Maybe he's getting tired of Melissa. I don't know. But what they do is that they just run wild. And so Brian Rio, every single time he files one of these bogus motions, out comes a bit of a blast from the past, which shows he's lying. He doesn't have a lawsuit. So, he's gone about 2-3 weeks without, you know, about 3 weeks. And after May, when, you know, he made the mistake of filing a bunch of motions, when I was answering the previous motions, and he got hammered. He got hammered pretty hard. So anyway, you know, but when it comes down to it, you have to rely that Shaoui's will, that because you do what you do, that you are going to be, you're going to be made whole for it. Of course, none of us, you know, get out whole out of any life here. We all die quick enough here. So, Brian is suing AT&T for not hiring enough. I have not looked. What I need to do is I probably need to get the Electronic Freedom Foundation involved and maybe see if I can't get Kirk Lyon and have him sue the Southern Poverty Law Center here. Let's see here. He was a closet homo as well. Okay. You know, you had a few hundred listeners online. No, Piper was a helper in Rio, and my law started against Morty here. Where am I at? Do your ass clouding? Well, guess number 8. It's Yahweh's will. It's Yahweh's will here. Okay. Pretty well. We've had 3 days in which we haven't had any rain. May ended in rain after rain after rain after rain. Now we would get 5-6 inches in a day or so. I mean, sometimes it would, you know, Friday it was raining like crazy. Probably as hard as it's ever rained here. And so here I am. It's just raining like crazy. Anyway, at night the dew is so heavy it looks like it's been, you know, pouring. I mean, it's very, very, very heavy rain. So yesterday and today I did some mowing, and the National Alliance sort of shit has sort of died down. The Nargers, they are, you know, and I like those Nimbus retards who are pretending to be, Kevin Alfred Sperm and Wiggerswell Wheelos here. That was sort of funny. But what you have is that you had pretty well an ebb tide. An ebb tide. Now, Bruce, he was all happy. He went to a rally in Melbourne. And he didn't get beat up or nothing. I mean, there was a little bit of a struggle. But hey, everybody had a fine time. Okay? Speaking of fine time, ANSSMC John, you know, John, he didn't have a show tonight. I think he's heading in his Harley up to Wood River, Illinois to be with the ANSS Motorcycle Club, and I wish them well. I don't have a problem with people having entertainment, having recreation, you know, driving around and going to Sturgis or going to whatever their rally is. You know, now that's not for me. I prefer to drive a Buick, and usually I don't really like driving a Buick more than either 18 miles east of us to Monette or 12, 13, 14, 15 miles west of me to Neosho. I usually stay pretty close. All right? So, anyway. Oh, did they... Their show is down here. Okay. Where am I at here? I don't know. The feds rated ANSSMC Siegfried. Give us a link then. Give us a link. We have Mary in here. I didn't get around to, shipping out my show. I'm probably, oh, I don't know. I probably got, I rested up from, some of what I did here. There's nothing much here. Well, I checked it too here. I checked it too, and it wasn't going, so I decided to just simply go out and do a little bit of mowing. I did a video, but I haven't put it up yet. I'm not going to put it up just yet. I need to go back and put up my videos. All right? So, folks, there isn't much going on in the movement, and I don't think I have really much to say tonight. It's just simply, I went out, and today was the warmest day of the year. Now, it took a while. It got up, they said, to about 88 degrees. And yesterday morning, what I did is I pulled off the plastic sheeting around Roxy's mom's big 220 air conditioner. She'd paid $660 because she had to spend down. So she had spent a whole bunch of money on a wonderful, large, new air conditioner. And so what I did is I pulled it off and we turned it on and it will freeze you out of the house. So, yesterday, turned on the air conditioning, enjoyed it. Turned on the air conditioner this early afternoon. Enjoyed it. So, talk about the exciting history of, okay, this week for the Gay Pride Month, I have no idea. I don't think so. Okay. Linda will call in and talk dirty. Doctor, if you'll stop with the water emoticon here. Folks, it's sort of silly here, but I mean, it's interesting here. I'd find amusing is they had a tits emoticon. You know what I mean? Just watch them jiggle. Anyway, let's see. Folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break because there ain't too much, really. This past week in Joplin, they had last week, they had a whole bunch of critters. Let me just go ahead and you can look at the Turner report. The Turner Tard report here. Let's see. Also, let's see. It's official in case of another thing here. Oh, Dennis Hastert. Former wrestling coach. Let's see. The eternal synergy between politics and perversions here. All right. Oh, by the way, old Anson Burlingame. He's an old senile phoebe. I think he figured out that I was causing trouble. Let's see. Old Anson figured out I was stirring the pot recently. you know, over on the Turner Tard show, and I was. Walstein. Okay, well, guest 18, why he shows up here. All right. I see White Media, a.k.a. North Pal. He's probably spying on me for Fink, and that don't really matter. You might tell Finkelchini is that, oh, tell him that ain't, you know, whatever he does, don't take down posts by Brian Rio, especially the one called Pray for My Success, because, well, it will mean going back to prison. Now, he sort of distanced himself from Brian Real, but the last two weeks here, he's saying that if you claim to be white, like Brian Real or Savan Packyshanks, he was talking about this with Savan Packyshanks of all people. Savan Packyshanks, if essentially you look like a Packy with a, you know, with a camel nose that arrives 1 inch in front of the camel and 2 inches in front of Fink's foreskin, you're white because you pretend to be white? Don't work that way. I mean, Fink is a Jew. Eli James is a Jew. Dan Johns is part Jew. By the way, somebody sent me an email, that old pisser possum was doing Wick the Dick show because Wick the Dick was sick. Maybe that old bastard is about to croak off, but last week, this character who he had given ideas to called Ryan, who was a former pig farmer in Rulo, Nebraska, he went ahead and tortured, murdered a 26-year-old young man and a 5-year-old kid. And so the guy died in prison of a brain tumor. You know, he was on death row, but usually, you know, Nebraska has decided to do away with the death penalty, because every time there's a death penalty case, you get a whole bunch of free lawyers, and then it costs far more to fight with them to execute a tard or two than it does just to simply feed them on death row when you're not going to execute them. So that's pretty well what the Nebraska legislature said. But pretty much it came right around the time this guy named Ryan croaked off. Now, Wickstrom, this was way back in 1984, 1985. Wickstrom was a total coward, and he pretty well set up that torture murder. But he never got charged as an accomplice. So I think it'd be sort of funny if old Wick the Dick is ailing right now when, well, essentially his pig farming, you know, follower, you know, died of the brain tumor. It really wouldn't bother me if old Wick the Dick was to croak off too here, worthless bastard. And so then you'd have, you know, what does he call it? You know, Yahweh's truth. You know, Dewey calls Dan John, the Ashkenazi Melungeon, he calls it Bring Your Dollars, BYD, as if he knows Yahweh's design. He doesn't know Yahweh's design. Yahweh does not share his design with an Ashkenazi mongrel, with crones. I mean, was it Yahweh's design that old Dan Johns breed himself a few mongrels who will have Jew ascades? And then when he decides to cut his nuts here, you know, and he's still running around looking for mamzerous, you know, pussy. Well, hey, that's just pussy here. That's not overbreeding any more of them. But that's the sort of critters we have in our wonderful bowel movement. And does anybody really believe that any of this shit's going to succeed? You know, we think. running around and screaming about Eli James letting 15% Canaanite Jews in and calling it Eli James 15% Club when you're running around going ass to mouth with a serpent seed Mongol like Brian Rio, who is at most maybe a third white? I mean, Frank has a 66% club. I mean, with a packy. Saying that apparent whites should be allowed into the congregation. Well, it's not going to be a congregation. It's going to be a congregation. So, what is the point? What is the point if you are going to yap about white supremacy and you're not white? And you're obviously not white. Who's your audience other than retards? You know, I mean, and chances are they're not white either. What's the point? What's the point of going through the motions? My web pages, when they were taken down, they got an average of about 30-some followers. And now it's been up on DreamHost for about a year. And it has averaged about 30-some followers. But still two or three times what Fink has on his stupid forum. What did Brian Real accomplish? What did Bill Fink accomplish? What does Eli James accomplish? What does all this, quote, white nationalism accomplish? The answer, it doesn't accomplish anything other than it's Zog's attempt to find the names of those who don't have enough sense but to think that there's going to be a change and it's going to come about as a result of CI Dennis and white nationalism. It's going to come about as a result of white media. I've seen that shit since what? Oh, 1994. What did Sperm Fart ever accomplish? What did VNN ever accomplish? What has any of this ever accomplished? Now, I see some. You can use the internet and get your message out to those, to the remnant, who want to listen. But most of the time, like tonight, this is just entertainment. You know, I mean, some of you call, you know, some of you are listening and you're hoping that there'll be a train wreck somewhere, like, you know, when I called Jim Giles. Or when Brian Real calls in. Or Eli James. Or somebody else. And there has been, oh, like the time, oh, this was not too long ago, January 5th, Cody Britton calls in. Now there was some Jerry Springer radio. So why you call in, or you don't call in, but you listen, because you want to see a train wreck. You want to see some controversy. You want to see some pissing and moaning. And you know, of all the people in the bowel movement, I don't mind confrontation. But Most of the time, when you're studying the bowel movement, you have days like today. You know, like what? Last week, it was, you know, last week, week before, it was just the implosion, you know, imploding of the National Alliance. Now it's back to the same old thing. Is there anything going on? Nope. The old Jews, like, you know, Bill Fink talk about, well, Jews, they ain't the spawn of Satan anymore. They're somehow, they were derived by spawning themselves, I guess. Yo, is Eli James doing what for the fourth time in the past, what, 6 years? Read from Esdras. Second Esdras, whatever. He'll be reading from the Apocrypha. He'll be going to ask the mouth of this retard, Wigger, Greg Howard. And there won't be much of anything going on. Same old shit. Alright? This is your congregation, Martin. Sometimes guest number 8 acts like old, what the heck, Buck McHugh. Haven't talked to him for, 2 years now. Tan Staple, there ain't no such thing as a fuckable fool lame ass. I don't know. Ada's Buck. No. Oh hell. I think it is Buckifer. Buckifer. Do 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 do. Buckifer. Buckifer. Do 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 do. Buckifer. White drop dead Marty Chubble. Okay. Folks, I'm going to take another break here. Engine pisser at Anglo Wick out. Wick the dick out. Pisser Possum took over. He got what the hell? He got Cornhole Pistol Mysteries and he got Wick the Dick. Wick the Dick's Mystery here. Such as it is here. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and take a break and we will be back. Hail Victory.
This is the world of Command Dork Mathag. A dirty tubal-can IQ boy Manzer fag. The sex of Manzer ask a war. It's for wife is a whore. Or so says the brag of McFag. On the asses of them kikes is McFag. The pigfish tongue's ass to mouth it does wag. With this pecker in his hand, it can come on any man. Or so says the brag of McFag. Fucking and sucking and two butts and biting McFag does all is true. Yapping and crapping and cutting and blank whose McFag is a Jew. Doping and yapping with pecker and flapping and stinking to Timbuktu. Though shit does happen, McFag will keep yapping. McCandirk McFag comes through. This is the world of Commandirk McFag. A doble, tubal, can I tube or Mamzer fag? He sucks of Mamzer's galore. Isqual wife is a whore. Or so says the brag of McFag. This is the world of Commandirk McFag. A dirty tubal can I tube or Mamzer fag. McFag'll do anything, if the brain says it's a king, or so says the brag of McFag.
We are back. I was looking. I went ahead and put in a Anson Burlingame about a couple of years ago. I was ridiculing Matt Tard. And then the Pisser Possum went over there and impersonated me. And then you Nimbuster Tards, you came over there and imitated Jeremy. And so then I went over there and introduced myself and scared the shit out of poor old Anson. Anson is a retard who was born, I think, in 1940, so that would make him, 75 years old. He's an idiot who essentially is a beta male who made it to be in the executive officer aboard a submarine. And so here he is. He finds himself a second wife, after he gets out of the Army, out of the Navy, do 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 in the Navy, do do do. Sort of like Victor Switzer here. you know, homoerotically inclined but self-loathing. How's that? I've ridiculed him quite a bit. Well, recently, last week, there was an election. And a number of anti-C.J. Hupp, the superintendent, was there. Well, you had old cousin Randy. You know, he's a glibber, wigger, butthole fag. He went to the same class as Roxinger. He's 2 years older than me. He's a self-serving, I believe, in a closet homosexual. But he knows better than to essentially have sex with one of the students. But he always wants to get in touch with them. He's creepy, you know, and they referred to him as a creepy old perv is what he's looked upon. You know, I've seen teachers like that here who are closeted homosexuals. Around here, you still have to be, if you're a homosexual, you still got to be closeted. So where was I? And I went to a rally yesterday. Well, that's good. I ran for mayor. And I'm trying to get on the Granby Police Board. I don't think I'm going to be on the police board. Had a big old fight, not this week, but the previous Tuesday, to where now these retards, they're trying to tell people how to run their property. And because of all the raining and that here, I mean, grass is growing like crazy about the hovel. Now, the grass I was mowing has been here at the seminary. And I'm still trying to catch up with it just here at the seminary. I've planted some tomato plants. Oh, Poopy Dog came in. Poopy Dog. Poopy Dog, gonna jump on my lap? Jump on my lap, Poopy Dog. Poopy Dog. Yes, there you are. Yes. And Marty, you are encouraging Bruce by playing along with him. What kind of man hooks up with that when he's 20? A schizo. Well, he talked to Mary. I thought he talked to me. I think Dewey is right. I think Bruce is sort of schizoid. You know, I mean, he admits he's fucked up in the head. He ain't autistic. He's fucked up. He's schizoid. But, you know, I don't really look forward to being mean to Bruce, you know, Bruce Howard, because Bruce can't help himself. I mean, Bruce, so that, you know, Bruce is nuts. I mean, you know, when you look at somebody who's nuts, you don't mean meaning to them here, you know, just because they're nuts. You know what I mean? Well, good Lord, you got a lot of fleas, little bastard. You're going to get flea bath tonight. You just don't know it yet. Good Lord. Well, I went ahead and killed two of them here between the thumbnails just now here. Good Lord, this little bastard got a whole bunch of them. Well, you're going to get yours, little bastard. Yep, we showed up a little bit here. Anyway, let's see here. Went to a rally. Well, I'm glad he went to a rally. I'm glad he went to a rally. Hell, I mean, shoot. And it's good here when he goes outside and fights with Jews and commies with his buddies. Hopefully they look out after old poor old Bruce here. I hope they are anyway. You know, it'd be sort of mean if they sort of abandoned Bruce here to face the tender mercies of the Wogs and Marxists here. Yeah. Hopefully they're looking after Bruce Ward, okay? by the way, if Mary wants to call in, she can hear. I don't mind. I mean, shit. She's supposed to be in Australia by this time, wasn't she? But I'm glad she saved the $2,700. Why waste money here? You can buy what, 2.7 Buicks like I got here for that amount of money. You know what I mean? And you'll go farther here with the Buick too. And plus, you can't load up a whole bunch of cinder blocks all the time here and carry them to your hovel. go and work on building Gray's Brick Gardens here with him. Well, that flea got away, you little bastard. That flea got away, didn't it? Yes, it got away. So where was I at here? shoot here. Oh, you Nimbus retards, you're just mean. Heck, any one of you show, if any one of you show weakness here, the rest of you Nimbus retards will just turn on each other. You'll turn on them. I'm sort of surprised White Media's still listening here. I don't know if there's much of anything for him to report back to think about. But okay, I'm gonna go ahead and instead of just picking off two or three here, I'm gonna go ahead and finish off 30 or 40 poopy dog. Okay. Let's see. Anyway, okay. Well, guest number 16 is, I think, a person named Russian Mary America here. I don't know. Heck, let's see. I may just have a 2-hour show tonight here. Unless I get my second wind here, I've only had one cup of watered down Folgers well. Let's see. Okay. Well, that's old Brewster's real name. Brewster sent me a friends request. I'm going ahead and grant it here. I don't do much on Facebook, though. Let's see. Brewster's real name is James. I'm not going to give a second name. I mean, why do that? I mean, as it is, he has to show up once a month here to the nut ward and get a shot. So, hey, no need to give me more trouble. You know what I mean? Folks, I don't cause any more trouble than why I absolutely have to. You'll have old dumbass old Anson Burlingame here. He'll be calling the Joplin police. Oh, no, he posted on my blog. I hate him. He's so mean. Because if I'm going to be mean to a senile 75-year-old who essentially has never had an original thought in his head. He was in the Navy, and he got as high as XO. And sometime he had looked at Boulder, Colorado, and he wanted to retire in Boulder, but he didn't have enough money. He didn't become Rear Admiral. He probably retired as the equivalent of a major, as a lieutenant commander, or maybe a full-fledged commander. He retired as what? A lieutenant commander. Didn't make the quote of a full bird colonel. So here he is. He's getting about $2,000 a year. And so he can afford to go to Joplin, but he thinks it's an ugly community. He doesn't like Joplin. It's an ugly community. So all he got is, several McDonald's, a Burger King, 2 Long John Silvers, a Pizza Hut. He got an Aldi's. He got 2 Walmarts. It is. I mean, the town that looks the most, that reminds me of most of Joplin, is the town of Wichita Falls, Texas. What happens? A plain Midwest town. We have a bunch of thieving inbreds who have been stealing, you know, stealing the town blind. For a number of places, and they believe they own the town, and they do. Harry shows up. And 4 years ago, on May 22nd, 2011, there was a big tornado. Category F5. It's anywhere from about half mile to about three-quarters of a mile long. And supposedly it kills outright 160 people. Tears down the Lowe's. Tears down, you know, damages the Walmart. Takes out a whole bunch of old housing from the 30s and 40s and 50s, which you have a bunch of poor people. You know, the standard, you know, the price index is 0.89, but the wages are 0.77. So it's a cheap place to live, but it's a hard place to make a living in. Anybody, any young person will get up and, you know, get up and go. They can go to Tulsa or Dallas or Kansas City. Essentially, do well there or do as good, better than they could in Joplin. So Joplin ain't dying. It's just simply Anglo-Mestizoville. You know, a little bit of, you know, wiggers. Now, sort of, it's just sort of sitting here, and then guess what? Here comes a tornado. Well, it takes out one Sonic. It destroys the Kroger's, you know, affiliate. And Kroger doesn't build it back. It's north of the Sam's. It's north of the Food for Less. It's on the edge of the Ramey's Price Cutter, which used to be a Smitty's, which, you know, for a short time was Albertson's. So anyway, if you have... You know, there's a brand new Sonic. There's a brand new couple stores, brand new Wendy's. There was a Wendy's that was destroyed. They had a couple of them here, but one of them was destroyed. And so these cheap fast food places here, chain stores, it damages the Lowe's. But guess what? Within 6 months, they rebuild another one. You know, another Sonic, another Wendy's, another whatever. But the question is, what are they going to do about all these school buildings? Well, here's this character, you know, named C.J. Huff. And he has been brought in because under his predecessor, Joplin had a well-run school system. But the problem of it is that when you have a well-run school system, that means... When you have high test scores here, it means it's because there's not enough niggers and beaners and addle-pated wiggers running around. Now, once you end up adding niggers and beaners, you know, and encourage them to stay in instead of drop out like they usually do, well, your test scores are going to go lower, and that's what happened. But anyway, here comes this tornado. Essentially, the people in charge, the good old boy system, they're looking at construction contracts. But you don't get construction contracts unless you get the taxpayers to say they're going to pay for some of this. I mean, it's just raining down a whole bunch of brand new slop. Oh, okay, I'm going to take a 30-second break, and we will go ahead and let Mary on here. All righty.
This is the store that I was telling you about.
Remember
last September I wore those silver shoes? Well, Cindy told Lisa, they told me that they have the scarf here that would go perfect with those shoes.
Oh, I bet.
But where, there's the scarf right over there. Let's go over there and look over there.
Your boss is a jerk. We talk about your church and your head when it hurts. We talk about the troubles you've been having with your brother, about your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover. We talk about your friends and the places that you've been. We talk about your skin and the dimples on your chin, the polish on your toes and the run in your hose. And God knows we're going to talk about your clothes. You know talking about you makes me smile. But every once in a while, I want to talk about me, want to talk about I, want to talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, 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 usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me. Your dreams, and we talk about your schemes, your high school team, and your moisturizer creams. We talk about your Nana up in Muncie, Indiana. We talk about your grandma down in Alabama. We talk about your guys of every shape and size, the ones that you despise and the ones you idolize. We talk about your heart, about your brains and your smarts and your medical charts and when you start. You know talking about you makes me grin. But every now and then, I want to talk about me, want to talk about I, want to talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, 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 usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. 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 Want to talk about I. Want to talk about number one. Oh my, me, my. What I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, 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 usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me.
Hello, Mary. How you doing?
Hi there, Pastor.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad to see you're doing okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been through unbelievable hell, it seems like, in the last 2 weeks, and traumatized on June 1st. So, as I told you, I called you early in the week and informed you. And I mean, I really. Totally unbelievable that that happened, and I'm like, it could happen again. I did kind of, let me just first say, let these people know, on June 1st in the morning, the police broke into my apartment here in Jersey City. I'm in a, you know, really, in a really supposed to be a secure building, but someone had called in and reported that there was an emergency in my apartment, and I know no one. They came in the middle of the night, and I'm asleep, and bust the door down, and I woke up totally startled. There was this big, burly, burly police officer standing. He looked like he could have been not real white, but he was, you know, white. that I could tell. He woke me up. I mean, I was terrified. And shone a light in my face and said, there's an emergency here. We're the police. I said, there's no emergency here. And I went, I wouldn't get out of bed. I was terrified because I don't know whether somebody broke in. If they are the police, they marched around in my living room for I don't know how long, you know, and left the lights on and left. So I did report it to my resident manager. They're quite upset. I am issuing a letter to the management here. They went to the wrong building. There's other buildings on this street, and it was a mistake. Either they went to the wrong building, or it was a prank. You know, I don't know, but I'm issuing a legal letter to the resident manager, property manager here, and also going to be issuing a letter to the police. So.
So what did they want?
No, didn't. What? Okay. Now I'm going
to
say.
They came to the wrong apartment then?
Yes. And the thing is, about a month earlier, the security in the building came up on an evening, like 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock or so, and beat on my door. And it startled me. And this was security within. See, we have security officer in the building, in the front of the building as you come in. And she came up and said that someone had called and reported an emergency in my apartment. And I said, well, there's no emergency here. Are you sure you got the right, you know, apartment? And she said, no, they said 4B. So she went back. I said, well, it's a mistake, okay? You know, there's no emergency here. And so I didn't really think much of that, you know. But, you know, June 1st, busting into my apartment, in the morning was traumatizing. Plus, you know, I started my being on jury duty for a week last week. So all this happened at once, and being just having to do what I have to do with jury duty was traumatizing. And then this happening to me, I really, so it's been difficult. Anyway. I'm over it. I have been through a lot of other incidences, you know. So this is what it's like being single and living where there's no laws, where there's no white people, where the people have, you know, you've got nothing but muds. There aren't any white people. Matter of fact, when I walk to the court, you would not believe the looks I get. I'm walking down, there are all these brown women and men walking, and they all looking at me. It's like they all look at me. And of course, I've had some of them say, well, because you're so beautiful. I said, no, I'm not beautiful. It's because I'm white, and there's very few of us around. And you really see the hatred in their eyes when they see me, you know? So, anyway, I wanted to tell you because I thought, well, maybe you'll have some advice on me on how to issue a letter to them.
I don't know what to say. I just have to say is that you must have got the wrong apartment. And at least you
didn't. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
You know,
that's what the resident manager
figure it out, and then just simply apologize and, you know, turn the light off and shut the door so I can go back to bed. Although it's going to be hard to sleep after you end up having a whole bunch of pigs bust into your apartment.
Yeah, exactly.
You got your adrenaline up here. Why? So you're not going to go back to sleep that night here. You know what I mean?
I didn't. I was terrified. I mean, I wouldn't get out of bed. I just waited. And when I did get up, they left all the lights on. Oh, well. Okay, look. I truly did not trick Bruce into anything. He truly was sincere about helping me, and he truly I believe he really fell in love with me. I didn't cause it. It was something that he did. He instigated all of this.
Well,
so, you know, and I don't, and I will not try to hurt Bruce in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, he's doing okay. He He called in Sunday night, and he was all proud that he'd gone to this here little skinhead rally against the commies or the Marxists or the Antifas, and they had a little bit of white nationalist Antifa fun. They all got to yell and scream.
Tell them this, that I did not, Bruce, I did not ever do anything that Bruce. Matter of fact, I was sincerely considering going, but, you know, I got summoned into court, and, you know, and that sort of went down the tube.
Well, it's just as well. I mean, it only lasted for about, what, less than a week anyway. You know what I mean?
What? No, no, it lasted for months. We've been emailing.
Okay.
I got a whole, yeah, for a long time.
Okay.
Since the middle of February almost the end of May. So, you know.
Okay, well, I hadn't heard about till, I didn't know it had begun until it was, you know, until just before it was over.
And let me say this, Pastor. I had no idea that he was going to do what he did.
What's that?
He announced that he was sincere. Remember when he called in and he kept calling, you know, how much he loved me, and he called in and said that he was, you know, that I was, we were going to get married, and he checked out, you know, places where to get married, and yeah, he did all that. So. And I honestly believed him. So don't go and think that, you know. And he also, you know, I don't have any hard feelings. Matter of fact, I pray for him because I don't want anything to happen to him again.
Well, it's them busted tards who are saying all this shit, not me.
Yeah, I know. But they're all, but I want them to know that it's really, he was really sincere, and he really wanted to, you know, marry me, he said, you know, so, and he was trying to help me out in the scenario, so we don't need to go any further into that.
Okay.
You know,
it's not me who's making the big deal of it, Mary.
I know you're not, he's been on that medication since he was a young kid. They put him on it when he was really young.
Did he?
So, I think so. And, you know, that destroys you. It destroys, you know, if he...
Well, when he first says,
I don't believe, you know, if he had schizophrenia, the giving him that Respirol, whatever it is, makes it worse. That totally destroys his, you know, his conscious mind, and, he, you know, it destroys him. So, yeah, and he did. And I loved him. And he loved me. So, you know what? Get over it, guys. I don't care what you think. It's not important.
Well,
Siegfried, I'm considering coming to Tel Aviv to live. You have any extra space?
Well, you could marry. Maybe you could go ahead.
Maybe I could marry Ziggy Freak.
Well, you have had a history of marrying Jews, so hey, you know, who knows?
I didn't destroy him. You know what? I'll be honest with you, Pastor. If I had money and means, I would have gone to Australia, and I might have provided a place for Bruce to live with me. Because, you know, actually I was very good for him, and so I would have done that if I could. And it's none of their business anyway, you know. So, that's getting defensive. No, you know, I'm not getting defensive. I'm just telling the truth. This is from my heart. I would have done that. I would have loved to have done that. And I would have left here and never come back. Ever. So, yeah.
Well, all New Jersey sucks. I mean, I don't think there's a good part of New Jersey, but there are worse parts of New Jersey. New Jersey City is one of them.
Well, I know that, you know, but, you know, I didn't plan to be here. Just, you know, have to. So,
Newark.
I mean, far as I'm concerned.
And Bayonne.
Yeah,
and
well.
Man, hell. Hoboken was a shithole when Frank Sinatra was in power.
Well,
you know,
you know,
100 years
Hoboken's been totally rebuilt, and it's not like it is here. It's more of a little upgrade. It's a lot nicer, and you don't have so many. You don't have. It's not full of Indians and Sikhs. It's where the Wigger yuppies live.
Oh, you mean it's undergone gentrification, huh?
Yeah, that's what it went through. Logan went there with me, so at Hoboken. But I'm really planning on trying to move away from here. I don't know where. And my guess what? I'm not moving near my daughter. Nah, never. So I am seriously considering. I don't know how I'll do it, but you know. So. What's happening? It sounds like you're having an avalanche of dirty dishes crashing on the floor.
No, I'm just. Oh, I probably shouldn't eat anything. Let's just go ahead and take a break. And you want to stay on and talk about anything else then? Because I really don't have much of anything to say. I didn't have much of a monologue.
It's
sort of quiet in the bowel movement. So let's just go ahead and take about a 3 or 4 minute break. And we'll be back in, you know, a few minutes.
Okay.
I stayed out late one night and you moved in. I didn't mind 'cause of the state you were in. May I remind you that it's been all year since then. Today the landlady, she said to me,
what did she say?
Your loony friend just made a pass at me.
Not hardly. Yeah. Hmm. Well, it is. It is. It is. It's not easy living like here. No. So, yeah, you fellows don't really know what it's like being, of course you wouldn't know because you're not, but I'm an older woman, and I have been surviving for the last 33 years from my divorce, and I've watched this whole nation go to hell. I've seen it turn from a beautiful country into a big shithole, and who's to blame for that? It's not necessarily me. I mean, all these idiots, you know, all these so-called wiggers, you call them, could have stopped it. But, you know, you all just love it. Everybody loves multiculturalism. And you can't say a word against it. Yeah, well, maybe. I would like to go somewhere so that I could start painting, because I am an artist, and I really would love to develop my, in my later years, I'd like to really paint. For the rest of my life, I'd like to do that, and I could be in a quiet place where I'm not bothered, and I can live modestly, and do that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not interested in getting married or have some man in my life. You know, I don't need this point in time. It's a headache. But it's hard to be around. Where, I don't know where to go where there's going to be people, white people like myself. So, and when you're on limited income like I am on my Social Security, you know, I don't have a lot of choices. So, So if I could paint, you see, I could sell some of my paintings, make some money. There are other things I could do, but I would love to do that. Now, first of all, in my married life, it was over 33 years ago. When I got married when I was a youngster, my ex-husband and I lived in a trailer. He worked his way through college. He wasn't a wealthy Jew. And we struggled for years. I lived in a trailer. It was 7 feet wide and 36 feet long for almost 8 years with two kids in it. You call that rich? I don't think so. Yeah, well, whatever. He's a money. No, it's more like he's like fooled around, like, you know, all the other executives, you know, having little affairs, coveting somebody else's husband or wife, you know, but having an affair, thinking, oh, I'll get someone younger, who's better, you know. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's why you've got the divorce rate the way it is. This is why the nation's like it is. Because all of you men of my age, from back in the 60s, the 50s, whatever, they all divorced their wives and remarried. And a lot of them are married, these Asian women. And yeah. So don't put the blame on, you know, me. Well, I don't care. Last fuck. I'm not telling you that, Siegfried. When was the last time you fucked? You know. I'm not the victim. It's just the situation. I'm not the victim. And you like to think I'm the victim. But reality is, you know, older people, especially women in this Jew-run world, especially when I was divorced in the South, you're supposedly a woman is a possession of her husband. And when I went through my divorce, I'd never been in the workforce. I was like 36 years old after 20 years of marriage. Never worked, never had never got the degree and went into the workforce, and I believed all this stupid brainwashing that the Jews have done, you know, with the woman feminism, and, you know, like, it's all horse shit. Excuse me. It doesn't exist. So, age discrimination against women. I mean, I went through all that. All of it. Well, we had some nice parties after, you know, so many years. We were married for 20 years. So, you know, he did become successful. But, you know, when we let's put it this way. Neither one of us came from money, you know. So, that's it. Well, that's right. When the first 7.5 years we were in trailers, then he, you know, when he graduated, we finally built houses. I have had 3 homes, you know. He did make good money because he went into computers in the 70s. He had computer background from Purdue, you know. But that, you know, so, well, I don't know if they cheated. And I was a little homemaker. I was at home, and he traveled all the time. So I raised the kids basically alone, you know, and I dressed them. I groomed them. I had 3 homes I painted. I designed window treatments. I would tell him what to wear for every meeting, you know, he'd get on a plane, usually Monday, come home on a Thursday or a Friday, and I would put together his whole wardrobe and tell him what he needed to wear for this meeting, that meeting, da-da-da-da, and that's the way it was. And the rest of the time, I was at home taking the kids back and forth to soccer practice, swim team, you know, and taking care of my family. And I was very good at it. So, you know. It could be. I don't know. Who knows? No, they won't rot. He burns. They all burn. If you don't rot, you know, you burn. It's a place of torment. What happened? Linda's devious. I'm not devious. No, not at all.
Too busy and that's a bit too much. They call on me by name, you see, for my special touch. To the gentlemen I'm misfortune, to the ladies I'm surprise, but call me by any name, anyway it's all the same. I'm the fly in your suit, I'm the pedal in your shoe, beneath your bed, I'm a bump on every head, I'm the heel on which you slip, I'm a pin in every head, I'm the thorn in your side, makes you wriggle and writhe, and it's so easy when you're evil, this is the life you see, the devil tips his hat to me, I do it all because I'm evil, and I do it all for free. Your tears are all the pay I'll ever need. While there's children to make sad, while there's candy to be had, while there's pockets left to pick, while there's grannies left to drip down the stairs, I'll be there. I'll be waiting round the corner. I'm glad I'm in it, cause there's one for every minute. And it's so easy when you're evil, this is the light you see, the devil tips his hat to me,
What's happening, Pastor?
Oh, I was just simply listening to you respond to the Nimbuster Tards.
Oh, well, I'm kind of like tired of responding to them. They're all like, you know, they don't really, I'm not going to divulge any more about my private life, if, you know, from my past. But if that's over, I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to be for my future, you know? So, right now, I'll just get through this, and after the criminal case is over, then I'll call in. I can talk about it after it's all over. Okay.
Oh, okay. You're still on the jury.
Oh, yeah. It's a criminal court case.
Okay.
And it's going to take we're in the second week. It's going to take 4 to 6 weeks. So this is more than just a nigger gangbanger
who's caught dead to rights.
No. It's more than that. Yep, a whole lot more. And I can't mention what it is because it's a high-profile case.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, it's high-profile probably in New Jersey, here in Southwest Missouri.
Well, nothing, I know, but, you know. I didn't play Logan Hunter. Yeah, tell him, Pastor. I really didn't play any of these guys. Bruce really came after me, so, you know, Bruce was trying to be, you know, but he wanted to be like Logan, whatever that is. He said he was like Logan.
I doubt Bruce wanted to be like Logan.
That's what he said. He said he was like Logan.
Was that what Bruce said?
Yeah.
Well, I
don't
know. Oh,
it's all right. It's hard telling what, you know, he's going to say. So I'll be able to talk about that afterwards, and I think that will be informative if I'm still around. If I'm still, you know, live. One never knows.
So you can't move out until at least this jury trial you're on as a juror gets done.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. I can't really make any And, whoops, excuse me. And then, you know, with I'm going to follow through on this thing with the police, because I told her, my property manager, that I will sue if it happens again. Because, see, they have security in this building. And when there's an emergency in this building, no one calls. You call security in the building. We have a number to call downstairs. That's who you call when there's an emergency. It's not from somebody outside. And this came from outside, from, you know, someone reported it. And so this building that I'm in is called Jones Hall.
Mm-hmm.
They will get sued because of the fact that I'm being, you know, that's not the policy here in this building. So there are other senior buildings on this block, on this street, Montgomery Street, Montgomery it's called. And they went to the wrong building. So, you know, that's the police did, and they weren't supposed to be in this building in the first place. That's why they'll get sued. And the security officer is supposed to know that. So,
okay.
Jew Sue Zappy. No. I'm going to say this to you, guest 16. I don't know where you live, and I don't know if you have a family or a wife, or you're living alone. But
no.
You imagine what it would be like? And this could happen to you, too, very easily. They will, you know, they broke into my apartment in the middle of the night. On June 1st. It was early morning sometime. It was dark with no warning. Just bam. How would you, you know, and they traumatize you wrongfully. You can't really do anything about it if someone did call it, you know, so it could have been a prankster too. Somebody could have from inside decided to, you know, know where I live, in what apartment I'm in, and called it in and caused the problem. That's why I'm going to do some suing, because they're going to have to find where that call came from, because I can't live with that, you know? And I don't think any of you could either. So, I'm not into suing. No. I've been out here for over 33 years alone, and I'm not, and I haven't sued. I've had some really difficult times, and things happen that have happened to me that, you know, I could have done some suing. But it takes money to do suing, you know? And when you're going through trauma, like, you know, Pastor, it's not easy to sue, is it?
Well, you usually... My lawsuits have been, you know, in the case, you know, I mean, like the one against Obongo, part of it was pretty well suing the locals, because when I filed the lawsuit, they were still after me on those bogus child molestation cases. So what it is, it's a counterattack. You know, it's a means of counterattack here. Now, the lawsuit I got against my brother, you know, I mean, it was successful for what I filed it for. Initially, I filed it just keep my brother from selling my mom's house and the close acreage right next, you know, around that house here. So he wanted to go ahead and make sure that she wasn't able to come back to Missouri. Well, you know, what happens, that's exactly what happened. She came back, but it was in a steel box here, coffin here, because he killed her. But...
Yeah.
My particular lawsuits are not like Brian Reel's lawsuits. They're not just simply out to harass people for the sake of harassing people. Mm-hmm. It's for the purpose of pretty well showing the system is absolutely corrupt here.
No.
And you
excuse
shouldn't...
me. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Sixth grade? I've only lived here for 8 years, not 33 years. I've been divorced sent for 33 years. Okay? So don't say that.
Well, pig fraud is trolling.
I know. He does it all the time, like he did it to Logan. You know, I mean, and he had Logan riled up telling him all this stuff that I said.
Pig fraud's been my
head. He worked as a stripper,
boy.
Right. That's right.
Pig fraud's been my head. He's been my head troller. He's been my most faithful troller.
He's been there.
I mean,
yeah, I know.
Pig fraud has been showing its ass since I think March of 2010.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's my number one Jew troller. Okay.
He said he ain't no Jew. Well, that's good that I can tell him I can come to Tel Aviv and live with him.
Well,
I would love to come to Tel Aviv. That's a great place to be paint, and I could, you know.
It would be a great place
to develop my art.
I mean, my idea, like you said, if you wanted to be in a white country here, I mean, hell, it's sort of like I told Johnny Tonto here. When he got that 110,000, you know, he was bitching like hell that Lorinda, you know, his wife, the one they acknowledge is here, you know, the five daughters that he had, you know, acknowledges, not the other daughter, not the other three sons, you know, necessitating three other women.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, shoot, rather than bitch here, you know, and you're worried about daughter number three fucking, you know, wanting to fuck beaners, spend 10,000 of that 110,000 and just simply pull up stakes from Emmett, you know, Idaho to some small town in West River, South Dakota. Because, hey, if Corn Cob was able to buy a third of the town for $8,600, shit, for $10,000, why, hey, you could go ahead and get you a homesteader three-story. You know, a basement, a first story, a second story, even a third story. You go ahead and get you a. First story building for $10,000 and probably get enough other passes to where you could raise a feeder calf or something like that. And as far as worrying about daughter number three. Fucking beaners, there's no beaners up there in South Dakota. Now, there's a bunch of Indians, but most of them, they stay on the reservation where they belong. So, for $10,000, you could, you know, I mean.
You could live cheap.
And then if you had to still fly to your job flying a helicopter in the Gulf, you could just drive to, Old Rapid City or Pier or whatever, and get a flight there, you know. But he doesn't want to do that. He wants to whine like a pussy about, you know, how he ran through that 110,000, like, you know, I mean, he was gone less than 5 months here, you know. And he wanted to blame me. He wanted to blame Brian Rio, and then since he blamed Brian Rio, he wanted to blame me, and, you know, shit, Sweaty Eddie said, well, hey. What he is, just like a lot of these Mongols and CI dentistry, they want to go ahead and claim that they know somebody or that somebody brought them in, be it Butler or Ray Redfern or whatever. They want to go ahead and claim that, you know, not because of anything that they know or they did, but because somebody else did it for them, and therefore you should treat them like royalty. And that's right. Exactly been John Britton's case here. He whines like a pussy about how he is mistreated because, you know, his Uncle Newman is so much hated. But then when you point out that, his Uncle Newman married a squaw here named Sally. That's why, you know, Dewey Tucker kicked him out of the news. And then I point out it probably wasn't race mixing because, hey, they came from what? They came from Northeast Oklahoma. I keep on hearing Ottawa County. So you know, he wants to whine like a pussy because he's persecuted because of his Uncle Newman. But on the other hand, he wants to claim that, you know, he wants to claim he's related to Charlemagne and, you know, descend from King Saul through Jonathan. He, you know, I mean, they were the Earls of Richmond, but also they were the cabin boys aboard Johann Cabato's boat or whatever. I mean, he's just simply freaking delusional. You know, he's just simply delusional. He's just sort of like the pisser possum, delusional. And, you know, that's what gets me is that, shoot, when old Bruce was nutty, you know he's nutty, and he sort of knows he's nutty. You know what I mean? I mean, having to go to Nut House and get your ass shot with 50 milligrams of risperidol every day, you know, every month or whatever. If you don't show up, you know, here comes the cops to your house here, and okay. You know, looks like it's...
You know, I found out some things, Australia, you know, they're totally... They've done away with their guns in 1996. So they had
a false flag of Port Arthur attack, and then they just put up with it. That's what gets me is that, hey...
It's all communist.
Well, all these people, I mean, it's wiggers that put up with that shit. I mean, you have it going the exact opposite.
Yes, exactly.
Because the reason is that, hey, people are looking, them damn niggers, they got guns, and they're rioting. I mean, Ferguson, Missouri, and now Baltimore, and essentially they're whining like pussies because, oh, no, the tourists are not coming to Baltimore. They think they're going to be killed and eaten by niggers. Well, that is a valid concern. So as a result, you know, people are buying all these damn guns, or buying as much ammunition as they can. They're essentially waiting for Civil War II to break out, and it has been really sort of broke out, but it hasn't really got to where it's got into shooting. But you have all these people, you know, be they Fink, be they Eli James, Jews screaming about Jews. You have the piss, you know, you have the piss
going
ass to mouth with Wick the Dick, you know, and I'm looking, and hey, you know, Wick the Dick, he's basically despised. Because 12 years ago, he went ahead and ran off with his best friend's wife here and got the man murdered in prison. But, hey, you know, way back in 1984, 1985, he talks to some soft-headed nitwit who used to be a pig farmer, and he goes ahead and gets three or four more wives. And then they torture a 25-year-old man and a 5-year-old kid to death here. Wick Dick probably should have been put in prison along with the guy who actually did the murdering, because it was Wick the Dick that probably brought him into it. So you have all this stupid shit. And that's all the bowel movement is. You go ahead and look at Wiggerswill. Wiggerswill got his asshole friend to, he is wanting to get his asshole friend to blame this Sean Walker, who was head of the National Alliance for about, what, a year and a half? And essentially he was just, you know, he really wasn't a crook like Bleeby. He was just simply a tard who got thrown in jail for beating up a Mexican at the bar. And they're trying to put all the shit on this Sean Walker. And, hey, Sean Walker's long gone out of it. Here it is, 2010. Oh, Eric Bleeby decides to sell the good trees on Pierce's acreage, and he sells them for $302,000. They're probably making four or five times as much. Essentially, he's just selling shit that don't really belong to him, and that's all Wiggerswill's doing. He's trying to get this tard to put the blame on somebody who doesn't have the blame for it, rather than put it on the guy who went ahead and gave it to Wiggerswill. And then the guy goes ahead and sees, oh, shit, $2 million in back taxes, and hell, it wasn't just Eric Levy. Hell, it was William Pierce who was conducting tax fraud. So, you know, so then now things have changed, and Whigger Squirrel gets wise to it and runs them off, and then he goes running to the Southern Poverty Law Center, and, you know, Whigger Squirrel's acting like he's going to sue the Southern Poverty Law Center for his stupid antics. Well, that's not going to happen. I mean, that's what the bowel movement is. It's just simply, you know, it's either idiots or Zogbots or both here. I mean, I'm looking at Bill Fink from what, you know, I haven't listened to him talking to Mike the Kike Delaney, but you look at Mike the Kike Delaney, hell, he looks like he's related.
Yeah.
He looks like he's Curly Howard's son or grandson. I mean, he looks like the fourth or fifth stooge. You know, every time I hear old Mike the Kike, you know, Delaney talking, I'm waiting for him to say, no. You know, in any case,
you're right, Pastor, because they're evolving control. You know, they can't do some of the things they do unless they are connected with the Jews anyway.
Todd D. Martin, 2007, he's bitching against racism, and now he's head of the ANA here. He just showed up. Andre the Nigger Angley, back in 2011, 2012, he was an anti-racist activist, and he has a YouTube video called "Going Around with Under, You Know, Jailbait Underage Filipino Girlfriend," and she's 12 or 13. She looks like a little Imelda Market. Here is a character who looks like a nigger, running around putting up with Dragon Lady Junior's bullshit. He has the thing up, and then a year and a half, he pulls the thing down. If you go ahead and you save the copy from keepbit.com and you put it up, you're going to get a DMCA complaint from Andre the Nigger Angling here for daring to show him looking like a nigger running around as an anti-racist activist with some underage Filipino pussy. I mean, come on. Don't any of you idiots even remember what the fuck he was doing? What the hell you were seeing 2 years ago?
No, they don't. They don't, because they're totally
Carolyn,
white.
You know, Carolyn Yeager Yenta Kahant. You know, she hasn't denied that she was married to a Jew named Theodore Kahant. She hasn't denied that her brother was was head of the Chicago Hungarian American Friendship League or something like that. So that means
she's
a Magyar. She's a Magyar.
Yeah.
She's a horse kite.
Uh-huh.
And, from my guess, she's a lesbian. And you go ahead and listen. She does not like men who tell lesbian women, Jew lesbian women like her what to do. So, hey, I mean, just listen to these people. And you can tell that they're not what they pretend to be. You can tell
it's
not what they pretend.
I mean, I've been listening, especially your rants for all these years, but on and off, I just stopped listening to Fake. I stopped listening to her because I read through all their phoniness.
Oh, I was.
I read.
Fake.
I was
Savan Packyshanks. I mean, He went ahead and said about a couple of years ago is that if they claim to be white, you got to accept them as white, even though they don't look white. You know, Brian Real don't look white.
He
sure as hell don't look white. But you're supposed to,
accept them as real white leaders.
If you look like white, but you're not going to let, you're not going to let a Jew like Fink in, why, you must be a Jew, because you're not going to let the Jew into the, into the congregation.
Uh-huh.
Wick the Dick, he gets around not fighting with Fink by saying, well, I haven't read what Fink wrote. Well, if you read what Fink wrote, you find out that Fink ain't what he pretends to be. You know, he's a no-devil Jew boy is what he is, just like all Jews are. They don't want to admit that they're, that they're spot of faith.
They preach like 99% the truth of what real identity message.
Yep.
But then they've got this little 10%, just like the devil did when he beguiled leave. Same thing. They do the same thing over and over again.
it's pretty well all lies here. They just, I've seen. You know, people, they say, apropos of nothing, all sorts of stupid shit, which ain't in the Bible, but they think it's in the Bible, and they're just simply repeating what some other idiot told them. If you want to see what's in the Bible, just go and get you one.
Get your one and read it.
Three months ago.
Well, study it more
I get me a concordance. 2 months ago, I had Russ Walker yapping about Bethlehem, about how Bethlehem is the one in Zebulun. And no, it wasn't. He went to Bethlehem, Judah. There was no
other. But there were two Bethlehems. Did you know that? Did you know there were two Bethlehems?
There were three Bethlehems.
Yeah, so which one? You know, but, yeah.
The one in Bethlehem, Judah, which was, what, 6-7 miles away from Jerusalem. That's the Bethlehem. There was a Bethlehem in Galilee, 8 miles away from Nazareth. And, you know, here's Russ Walker last winter. You believe, you know, that Mary made a 104-mile trip on a donkey or 60.
Well, I know that.
93-mile trip. And I think,
Pastor. We've been lied to for, you know, most of it is not all true. I mean, the Pauline doctrine isn't. So, you know.
Well, I used to say, you know, I've never been a big fan of Paul's. A lot of the older, you know, older men in Christian identity, you know, whenever you have somebody, especially a Jew like Fink or Eli James or whatever, come yapping to you about New Covenant, always add cornholer to it because, hey, you know, you ran away from the Baptist church, you ran away from that because now you got lesbian priests and you got faggot marriage and all this sort of shit. Now you want to run to something else and you want to bring your Roman Catholic or Baptist or Pentecost or whatever horse shit with you. You know what I mean? You're just like a California refugee coming to Missouri. Anyway, what I've done is the easiest way is just simply ask, you know, are you an Israelite or a Gentile? And usually some new wigger, new to CI dance, you'll say, Israelite. So, well, good. Then Paul, you're an apostle. He was sent to Gentiles, remember? So don't worry about what Paul has to say.
Yeah, that's right. That's how I see it. Because they're not going to take it out. You know, it's not. You don't have to adhere to it. You know.
I don't intend taking anything out of the Bible. I mean, I don't really view the Song of Solomon. You know, Finkelstein was yapping about how the Song of Solomon belongs to the Bible. You know, and he was yapping about how Esther does. He's so much smarter than Bertrand Comperé. No, Jew boy, you aren't. You know, I don't care if supposedly you have 2 inches of skin on your pecker here. Why, no, you're not, you know, you're not the equivalent of Bertrand Comperé, even on a bad day for Bertrand Comperé. You're just simply an infiltrating Jew. But you have all these people, and I come into this from the Worldwide Church of God. So at least I have a grounding of about, what, 85% of what you're supposed to know already. And so then, you know, you understand the seed line, and you understand that there were other people other than Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel, and when Cain killed Abel, there were other people. You know, the mark on his face was for other people, not sin, because Adam and Eve knew damn well what Cain had done. So
they sure did.
So in AK, and the flood is local here. You're saying what, 25 feet, you know, the earth is covered in 25 feet. So here you have Mount Everest here, 25 feet above Mount Everest. You know, and but then 25 feet, no, it was a local flood. And what you will have is that you'll have critters like Eli James, and they get inserted. They get inserted. Emma Heiser came in 1997, and then Wick the Dick inserted Dan Johns in 1999, and Dan Johns inserted Eli James in 2003. And the Pisser Possum came in, I think, through Rick Spring. He's just simply a meth addled, nigger weed addled, Cherokee Sephardic Mon Pisser Possum. essentially is just not really nothing more than a Pentecostal. Sort of like Down the Baptist. He's another, you know, he's another Baptist, you know, ass clown
what,
here.
What about what's his name that Bruce likes?
Who?
Brother Ryan. Brother Ryan.
You mean Elder Gary?
No, BrotherRyan.com. You know, he's a friend.
Oh, he's just another.
He's just another
mongrel that's come in. And
yeah.
Now
he's pretending to be something he's not.
Yeah, he's pretending to be something here. Mm-hmm. I mean, before I seen him, why, I thought he was okay, and then I see his damn YouTube video and say, well, shit, that's the end of that shit. He ain't white. Why am I even listening to a mongrel for? You know, what's a mongrel going to tell me about
anything? That's why I don't listen to the other shows anymore. I mean, I don't. I listen to them.
I'm going to listen to Mike the Kike Delaney here when I mow grass tomorrow. But, you know, I mean, him and, you know, I mean, all these characters, just look at it. You know, I mean, that's why John Britton never wanted to see, you know, come see me, because chances are I'd see them and, well, there goes that illusion.
I know.
I mean, you know, shoot, if you're not willing to show your face and show your real name, you know, you ought to be telling other people what to do unless, you know, they know who the hell you are. You know, Brian Real, he's all mad because, you know, I found his Facebook page and his identity and told everybody, hey, Sword Mamser is Brian Real, a character named Brian Real. He used to go ask him out with Dickie Barrett and Billy Roper, called him Mexican faggot, and essentially he's not white. And Bill Fink, Eli James knew damn well he wasn't white. Yeah, they knew he wasn't white. But Eli James and Bill Fink are Jews.
There's no way that they could be white because most
well,
of
they're
these
not white.
Idiots. You know, they act out, they're crazy, they know nothing about the message.
There's a simple, well, they don't know anything. You know, think doesn't.
Well, let me stop you here before you go. I'm going to tell you what, before you go into that, because this is pertinent. Because when I left the church, back in 2005, I left, first of all, because I was getting tired of hearing them preach Paul all the time, and then I would cross-reference Paul doctrine with what Jesus really said, and it didn't go together, and I had a problem with all these different races and people that are, you know, coming in, all mixed races and women in the ministry, and I decided that this is not, I left it simply because of the Pauline doctrine and the diversity and, you know, the communistic kind of preaching that it does. It teaches, Paul teaches diversity. God, you know, Jesus paid it all for everyone. That's what caused me to leave. But I wasn't aware of the two identity message until I started listening to you. And then I started listening to you, and then I started doing some more research and reading, and I found out about the message. Am I making any sense to you?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I that's why I wouldn't go back into a church for anything, because it's all lies. It's, you know, it's...
I took Ben's word. And I didn't catch on. I should have catched on when he invited me to his show on December 28, 2009. Oh, the millennium has already been done. You realize that, don't you? Well, no, I don't realize that. True Israel identity is premillennialist. Because the Great Tribulation has not occurred yet. Well, I believe it's starting
now. I think we're getting ready. I think we're beginning. I think we're in the early stages of it.
Yeah, you don't have the Great Tribulation before Revelation chapter, Revelation chapter 4 through chapters 19 and the beginning of verse 20. And then, that's represented by the Feast of Trumpets. And then you have the Day of Atonement, which is essentially Christ's return after the tribulation and putting Satan away for the 1,000 years. That is what the goat being carried away. And you have in Leviticus chapter 23, for the holy days, you have Yahweh's plan, Passover, Pentecost, Passover, Days of Unleavened Bread, then Pentecost, and then you have a long period with Feast of Trumpets. And it looks like I missed Pentecost. Anyway.
Yeah, it was just a couple days ago, actually.
Okay, then you have the summer, then you have the Feast of Trumpets, which represents the Great Tribulation. You have Day of Atonement, which is, Jews call it Yom Kippur, I call it Day of Atonement.
Yeah,
which
is Day of Atonement.
Christ's return. And putting Satan away, and then you have the Feast of Tabernacles, which is 1,000 years, and then you have the last great day, you have essentially the second resurrection. So Leviticus chapter 23.
And the devil's bound up for 1,000 years before, and then he's let out again.
Bound up for 1,000 years, that's represented by the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, generally this stuff is rather simple. I remember when I was a kid, I used to ask, if there was a great flood that drowned everything out, how come, Noah's in that perfect generation, how come there's yellow people, black people? Jacob married a yellow woman, Ham married a black woman. Oh, well then, why make a big deal about Noah being a perfect generation then? I mean, what did they do, change the sheets every, it was the ark, this is in the 70s, you had this TV show called The Love Boat. Well, was the Ark just a gigantic love boat to where they changed the sheets every day here? What the hell's going on? And I was, I said, well, if it's just Adam and Eve, then, Cain killed Abel, why does Cain have to have a mark on his face? Why in the world does, where do you get enough people to have a city, when it's just one generation with a son? Where all these people come from? And Two Seed Line answers those questions here. He answers those questions biblically.
Yeah, that's what I woke up to.
It was not a worldwide flood, and Bertrand Comparé is the, he's non-parallel. I used to know Willie Martin. William Martin would use 10 words for every one word that Bertrand Comparé would do, but, William Martin was a Comparé. And here's this character called Emma Heiser, and his claim to fame is that he knew Jeannie Snyder, and, Jeannie Snyder gave him Comparé's, papers to edit, and, guess what? Yeah. I mean, I believe that, and then I find out, this Captain William Heiser, he looks when he's young, he looks like a Sicilian Guido. He's a papist preterist, as is Fink, as is Eli James.
Eli James looks just like the Jews in New York and Chicago.
Oh, yeah, he looks just like 2010, Rahm Emanuel and these two Jews, this one Jew looks like Eli James' younger twin brother. Why does Eli James look like...
Oh, yeah, I mean, they're... Oh, yeah, exactly.
Why does Eli James look like a Chicago Jew? Well, probably that one...
But he is one.
was squeezed out of his older, of his older sister, Rachel Goldblatt,
uh-huh.
pussy here. You know what I mean? I mean, come on.
Of course.
Eli James changed his name. I mean, I heard it was cut. Then he claims it's Putz. It can't be a Jew name because no Jew would call himself Putz. Well, maybe he would. I mean, he's a Jew. Come on. I mean, you know, you have all these characters. Dan Jones. He's a Ashkenazi Melange. He's a brown-skinned critter. You know what I mean? Practice serial polygamy. He'll try to tell him it's for a good reason. No. If you got your nuts cut and you're into polygamy, it's because you just want a bunch of more mams or pussy. That's what you want, Dan John. I'm glad you cut your nuts here because I think there's enough Jew boys bleeding out the asshole. But on the other hand, don't pretend you're doing, Yahweh a favor by going ahead and screwing all other Mongol skanks here. Jeremy Visser. 3 weeks in jail. 3 weeks in jail when you run back home to Atlanta in order to escape the stalking charge because, Bridget is it and her mother, didn't want you coming up there just yet. So, hey, you run there and spend 3 weeks in jail in Atlanta, and then, you're ready to tell everybody that you're not a white man, that you're not a, you're not what you're
going to be. I remember what he did. The thing is, people just ignore it. They don't seem to see, because they have to, because they're most of them, most of the people that go along with their Mongols too, aren't they?
I need to put up those December 2010 talk show shows. I'll put them back up.
Oh, you should. You know what? That would be good. You might. I've got a suggestion. This is a great idea. You could keep doing your show, but do like a history review and post it before, you do your movement turn so that people can either listen to it or you can download the chatter or the chat so that you can get comments and discuss it so you can go over the history from 2010.
Well, from what?
Because the show that's just an idea.
That's what Dewey Tucker told me Saturday. He said, you want to go ahead and look at I said there was a history of the white nationalist bowel movement.
Mm-hmm.
And Covington, he gets blamed for it, but it was actually half of it was written by this guy named Rick Cooper, who was Christian identity. By the way, Dewey sent me an email saying that Rick the Dick was sick here. I hope the bastard croaks off. I hope the bastard croaks off here.
He had a pimple on his face that made him sick the last time.
Who knows? But anyway,
I'm serious. He did a show on this pimple without. He used black salve and pinched it and got infected and da 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 da. That's why he was out the last time. Because of a pimple on his
face. Is that right? Yeah, he had a pimple on his ass.
I'm very serious. On his face, not his ass.
Okay, maybe he had on his dick here and, whatever you could find at the lot, listen. And he had a fixed in syphilis. I don't know. Anyway, Wick the Dick, here was a pisser possum. He was reading from the Finkelschmi New Talmud translation here. You have these people who say that, Fink don't know anything about Greek. I'm listening to him mispronounce, a whole bunch of English words. We don't know English either. I think his first language was Yiddish, and his second language was, it was English.
I don't know about that.
Third or fourth one was Greek. But anyway, here's Fink. And he's like Trader Glenn Miller. Trader Glenn Miller has a ghostwritten book. Well, Fink has a ghostwritten New Talmud translation. And I remember listening to him in October 2010, he don't know who the fuck Simon Magus was. Well, hey, if you don't know who the fuck Simon Magus was, that means, I didn't think of it at the time, it means that you did not translate that so-called translation you said you made here. Because, hey, Simon Magus isn't exactly a household word. So if you don't know who Simon Magus was, you didn't hear Simon Magus before. Well, Simon Magus was mentioned in Acts. As a magician who wanted to sell, who wanted to buy some Holy Spirit from the apostles in Rome. And they said, no, screw you. You're going to die with your money. We're not going to sell this Holy Spirit. It's not for sale. But, he didn't know who Simon Magus was. So you have all these people. You have all these people. And like Eli James, he's going to challenge me to the debate. I said, okay, Eli James. You claim that Yahweh made, in your book, The Great Impersonation, That'll be called Elias impersonation. That's when he changed his name from Joseph November to Eli James. But in any case, Elias' great impersonation, that we claim that Yahweh made a covenant with the entire world. That's full of shit.
That's what the Pauline doctrine is. That's what Paul's doctrine is.
I'm not putting Paul into what? Genesis chapter 8, Genesis chapter 8. But in any case, you have Noah supposedly has made a deal for, made a covenant with the entire world. So, Eli James says he's going to have a debate with me. So anyway, it's time on Eli to show down the debate. Eli wants to forget about the debate. So I thought you were going to have a debate with me, Eli. And old Rustler says, yeah, Eli, you said you were having a debate. So he goes in and unmutes me. I said, okay, Eli, you agree that, with the dual seed line concept that Noah's flood was a local flood? He said, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, then I says, then why in the world would Yahweh make a deal to not drown again all these beasts in the field they didn't drown in the first place? Eli James knows damn well where that's going to head to. I'm going to ask him, what did he do? Did he, they're not, the Bantus, the Bantus and the Aardvarks, from Africa, they're not aboard the Ark. The, the Armadillos and the Aztecs, they're not on the Ark. What happened? Did he bring them by a 747 or a jumbo jet or a hot air balloon or a tramp steamer or whatever? How'd they get there so Yahweh can make a deal with creatures? And why would he have to make a deal? Why would he have to make a deal with beasts in the field that he didn't drown in the first place and not drown them again when he didn't drown in the first place? Eli James knew exactly where it was heading, and he just went ahead and muted me real quick. He didn't want, he didn't want me ridiculing the hell out of his bullshit, because he doesn't really believe where he is. He has this Talmudic bullshit that he got from his great impersonation book. And no, it's not, it is universalism, what Eli James is preaching. Thinks preaching the same thing. They both preach universalism. They both preach that Yahweh is concerned with the beast in the field when he isn't. Yahweh made everything. We cause everything to be made. They're just, these creatures are just creation, unless they're Mongols, in which case they're not Yahweh's creation. They're just a result of pokey-pokery with other Mongols. They're just a result of Peter Duncan. But on the other hand, they don't, since they don't have souls, why are you worried about them? Who gives a crap what happens to them? They're not you. They're not Israel. They're not Jews. So, although Jews infiltrate them, why bother with them? And hey, both Eli James and both Bill Fink are both universalists here. They're both no devils. They're both papist preterists here. They're both creatures who came in. And what happens is Fink is such a freaking psycho here. He turned on Eli James here. Is what happened. So no, he doesn't understand. And here you are, he's interviewing Mike the Kite Delaney. He's interviewing with some men Packy Shanks, an obvious Packy, who shows his, camo Packy snout here and his brown face. So none of these people are what they pretend to be. Anyway, Mary, I'm going to go ahead and take another break, and I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. Hail Mary.
Grandma, she got sodomized by a pisser possum, staggering home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as pisser possums, but when your bunghole's stretched out, you'll believe. She been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. when we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack. She had paw prints on her forehead and incriminating claw marks on her back. Grandma, she got sodomized by a pincer possum, staggering home drunk for our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as pincer possums, but when your bunghole's stretched out, you'll believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beers and humping horns with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family dressed in black. And we just can't but wonder, should we open up her gifts and send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma, she got sodomized by a pincer possum, staggering home drunk for our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as pincer possums, but when your bunghole's stretched out, you'll believe. Now the noose is on the table, and the pudding made of pig, and the blue and silver candle that would just have mirrored the hair on Grandma's wig. I warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give no license to a Manzer playing CI and with tranny elves. Grandma, she got sodomized by a pincer possum, staggering home drunk for our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as pincer possums, but when your bunghole's stretched out, you'll believe. Sing it, Wiggins. Grandma, she got sodomized by a pincer possum, staggering home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as pincer possums, but when your bunghole's stretched out, you'll believe. Merry Xmas, Nimrod's birthday.
Okay, folks, we are back. So you got hung up, and then you said call back.
I don't know. I just got cut off. I don't know if the phone cut me off or what, but something happened.
No. I was supposed to pay $43.09. It's $40 and $3.09 for Grandy for the tax on the $40. So I didn't pay the $43.09 here. I'm going to go ahead and pay it tomorrow and reactivate my prepaid Visa phone,
yeah.
Walmart Visa phone.
Yeah.
Not
well.
Noise here.
I have unlimited. I have this phone. It's called GoSmart. So I only pay $25 a month. I can call and talk to anyone in the United States. Mm-hmm. Unlimited. Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll change from U.S. Cellular. I don't know.
You know what's great about it? You don't have to. You don't have to put in your bank card number or credit card number if you don't want to. You can pay it, you know, in cash at a local mobile, you know, dealership, wherever close to you, you know, that would have the service. Or, you know, you can have it, you could pay for it, you know, through your bank card, but you don't have, it's not registered in a contract, so they can't trace your address to the phone. So that's why when I would call, and it was $10. For $10 more, you can get long distance, you can call internationally, and that's how I call Bruce. I would call Bruce. I had, for $10, you could speak for 50 minutes to the cell phone, okay, 50 minutes on your cell phone to any cell. But any landline on the international call-up, you could get, you could talk unlimited, just like I would call your house and talk to you. I could call Bruce's house and talk unlimited on his landline.
Okay.
So it really was, it's really a deal, you know. I mean, I don't have on it, I don't have the internet. I chose not to go with the internet. So, you know, $25 a month is good. That's fine, you know, for
cheaper than what?
To call in,
cheaper.
You know.
Roxy has the same carrier, and she pays $10, about $11 more than I do. And I said, shoot, just maybe I'll just let your old phone number just simply lapse, and for you to just simply just go with a prepaid phone, save you some money.
Yeah, that's really what this is. You pay, it goes for 30 days. And, you know, you can, I like it because when, you, like, for instance, TalkShoe cannot trace this cell phone to my address or my internet, period. I can't do it. So, so that's what's nice about it. And so, you know, it's no big deal. I got it. About two blocks from here, a little mobile place, so I go and pay cash on it. And rather than put in my bank card and have them automatic, you know, payment. So it's cheap. It's been expensive. So I really do not want them to talk or say anything, you know, discourage all these idiots to ever talk badly about Bruce for me, because there, I won't, you know, I just don't want to hear it. And I love Bruce, and I wouldn't hurt him for anything. I know he's been through a lot in his little life already, so, you know, he doesn't need to be abused. That's all.
Okay. Well, I don't believe in abusing Bruce either. I just,
no.
He will call in. He will be a buddy. And then, guess what? Nimbus retard, or I'll go over and piss and possum, and 15 minutes after I talk to Bruce, why, I'm a convicted child molester yet. I mean, that's what Bruce does. He's just simply nuts. He just simply...
Yeah, he can't think through stuff. He just says, you know, whatever comes off the top of his head.
Yeah, whatever comes at the end of his little noggin. You know what I mean? And
yeah, whatever comes
as a result, whatever comes up here. And I figured out is that, I agree with him. He's schizoid. What he does is he runs around and... More than likely, they know all about them. So what they make is about every, month, maybe 2 weeks, I don't know. You know, that's what my friend at that house does here. They don't worry about him tonguing the spare at all, because every 2 weeks they inject his ass with a, 50 milligrams of spare at all, and what does is that over 2 weeks it goes into a system, and guess what? 2 weeks later, bing, another shot in the ass here. So that's more likely what Bruce Howard is undergoing. He's just undergoing a shot in the ass, and as long as he got, his meds. You know, because they're probably not relying on him to take them voluntarily. They're just giving him an ass shot. And so when he has the ass shot, he can attend. He can attend with these skinheads and rah, 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 you know, fight Jews, fight niggers, fight monkeys. And he can have his fun. And then, okay, Bruce, it's, you know, if he misses it, why, you know, they notify the constabulary and,
yeah,
you know, they,
had one
you know,
time
they,
where they, she came to the, he came to her house when we were on the phone and he had to cut up. So,
oh, when well, the constabulary came to the house to remind
yeah.
him it was time for his shot again?
Yeah. Well, okay. We were supposed to have, you know, there, well, I don't know, you know, I don't know the shot or their, is,
no, it's just that's the cheapest way.
Well, I wanted to. I don't really want to talk about that's. Real, you know what? These
okay. Well, no,
different.
I'm. That's,
but what I wanted to say is, look, if you go and look on his Google or get on Covenant People, I tried to put in the link to the news from Melbourne because that whole page, Bruce is on it like in about five or six different. Videos. You can see him. He's right there, right in front of you. And they've got still videos. So I'm real concerned about him because I think they're using him.
Maybe they are. I don't know. I mean,
you know, I think they're using him.
I mean, he is. You know, I mean, I was locked up. I was locked up for what? Oh, over 2.5 years with, you know, with nuts. And
yeah.
So as a result, I know what they're like, and it costs money to keep them institutionalized. And what they prefer to do is, you know, someone like Bruce, I mean, he hasn't really committed criminal offense here. What they prefer to do, you know, and I wouldn't doubt his parents were the ones who committed him, not the, you know, not the cops, not the nigger, he's supposedly called a nigger. It was probably his parents who, you know, I mean, hell, he became quite a handful and becomes all schizoid, and they, you know, they set him in that house, and he's there for 2-3 months, and okay, I want to get out, so all right, gotta get out. And
well, they were probably screaming, and there was a scene because his mother was out, but the neighbors called the police, and that might have been the reason why.
Okay, well, maybe it was the neighbors. I don't know what the actual truth, but
now we don't know either.
Yeah, I know, and maybe Bruce is going to tell us, but anyway. You know, I get the impression that hey, Bruce has to show up. If he doesn't show up, they notify the constabulary, and Bruce does go and get a shot here. He gets a shot, and then hey, everything's just fine and dandy. Now, every so often, it's called cycling because the nut. His body gets sort of used to whatever they have, and by this time they might have them on, say, 700-800 milligrams of Seroquel, which is more than they can have, and they cycle, and they have a big old explosion or something like that. Hopefully, Bruce won't go ahead and do something that'll get them put in prison for life or something. But,
that's
you know,
what I'm worried about. I'm worried that they're using him to do something like that. And that,
well, but if he's going to cycle, or I mean, essentially that's what a lot of these nuts do here. I mean, they have to take more and more
I mean,
and more of whatever it is, and as a result, the body gets more and more resistant.
It gets immune. What happens is he gets immune to it. It doesn't.
Well,
have
no,
to
yeah,
no,
they get immune. Really, they get
yeah.
they get resistant. They get resistant to where it takes more and more and more. And then by the time you're what up to 700-800 milligrams of this, Seroquel or whatever else they take here, why? Then shit, I gotta have him sort of go cold turkey. But when he goes cold turkey. Basically lithium. Take them off lithium, they'll go all, they can sometimes go all Adam Lanza on you. You know what I mean? You take them off.
My mother was on lithium for years.
Okay, but you take them off of it, here, cold turkey, or he goes cold turkey, sometimes they snap. Sometimes they snap, and then, Katie barred the door. I mean, there's going to be bang, 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 bang. You know what I mean? Sort of like Adam Lanza. My God, that's what happened. He was nutty as hell, and, he decided to get off his medication, and guess what? kills mommy, takes her guns, and then goes up to the school door, and they don't have enough sense to reinforce the glass with a wire reinforcement. So he just goes ahead and opens up the door, and he starts killing people, killing kids. So hey, I mean, you have that sort of shit, and you have a bunch. I mean, I remember the first morning after I got to Nuthouse, they had on this new show, psychiatrists say 51% of America are mentally ill. I said, oh, that's a bunch of shit here. It's more like 75-80% of Americans are fucked up in the head. You know what I mean? That's why
I agree with you that. You know.
Coast to coast, Nuthouse. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. That's why I said to you that the real Nuthouse is.
That's all America is. I mean, you have people, you have foreign niggers, you have Slavs, you have a bunch of them coming over here, and they say, "Hell, America is, America is just an open air coast nut house, and California is the worst place on it." You know what I mean? So,
I know. It's crazy.
So, in any case, you have. Someone like Bruce here. I mean, I don't get too surprised at Bruce. I really like Bruce.
I do too.
I like teasing him about rather than having a woman, he needs to go back to the grease knot hole or pissing on the electric fence here. But in case.
you're really making fun. Look, Bruce had a point. He had a point. He says that these men. These men, like 70-year-old men or 75-year-old men marrying 20-year-old women. But nobody says anything about that. They say, it's because he's got money,
Yeah, that's what you...
Yeah, I mean, that's the point. He says, why is it they're going to make a big deal about us because I'm the older woman and he's a younger man.
Well, there ain't that much
young,
money.
Young man.
Do you wonder?
He was comparing... And he's right about
23-year-old, what, Anna Nicole Smith marries an 86-year-old billionaire.
That was not a hoax. That never happened. I know, but in real life, 70 and 75-year-old men marry women, young women in their early 20s. And they usually say, well, it's because of money. And they don't make a big deal over it. It's accepted. But in this case, everyone want to make a big deal. Will you?
I don't know. I'm a woman.
But the point is that he had a very valid point. And then he also said this. He says, the fags can get married. So what's wrong with, me marrying
Let's say some rich old fart,
75-year-old can marry a 21-year-old woman, and would you say something about it? Probably not.
I don't mind other people's business. Now, let's say you're 70, 80 years old, and you're worth a couple $1 million. If you're hard-headed enough to get that money, I'm quite sure you can get on Craigslist and find you some skank.
But I'm not.
Give her $100.
Give her
$100.
I want you to listen to me. I am not interested in that. I never was. I'm not horny. I could care less. I really love Ruth. I would have done anything for him because he's not what you think he is. So, I am not interested in getting on the list to find a rich old man, much less a young man. I don't do that. If I was going to do that, I would have done it years ago, okay? Years ago.
Huh.
I don't want you to think that I'm some kind of a whore and I'm a skank that I go after that. No, I don't do that. Never have.
Anyway, I'm going to go because it's
almost 2 o'clock. And I just wanted to, come in and share and let you know. No, Bruce and I were very serious. And I don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate people making fun of it. because I have no shame over it. I really don't. So,
All right.
Good night.
All right. Good night.
It's acceptable to call me a nigger.
It's acceptable to call me a speck.
To call me a chink.
To call me a fag.
It's acceptable to call me a kike.
It is acceptable to call me a retard or call yourself or your friends retarded when they do something foolish.
The R word is the same as every minority slur. Treat it that way and use it.
Spread the word. Spread the word.
That nigga, spick, and dukes need to be sent back to wherever the hell they come from. And them faggots and retards, why, we should be just grateful to live in a home or a shelter among our own kind so we don't spread it to normal people. So spread the word to spread the word. This is a public service announcement by the Church of Jesus Christ Christian Aryan Nations of Missouri. Hail victory.
Anyway, sometimes Mary is like a starving raccoon. Can't get a word in edgewise on your own damn show. But the point I was trying to make is that, shoot, most old white men, if they work so hard to get, a couple hundred million or a billion or something like that, usually, you know, sort of like that stupid Jew who had this, Filipino Negress arm candy here, who went ahead and taped him, you know, talking about how, even though he likes niggers in the abstract and, you know, big donor to the NAACP, he really didn't want the nigger at his house here. And so the answer what you then do is, if you're someone who like that here, I'm quite sure you could, you know, you could go ahead and buy a whore a lot cheaper. You know, you go ahead and rent the milk here or squeeze the tits a lot cheaper than marrying it. You know what I mean? This stands to reason here. I mean, I have when I was just a little bit older than Bruce, you know, in Germany, I have paid numerous times for whore pussy. You know what I mean? So, and I didn't pay much for it either. I paid 40 marks here, which was what, 350, 351 wasn't a whole awful lot. More like what, $12, $13, $14, $15 for it. You know what I mean? Now, it wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. So, I mean, imagine paying, you know, $2,700 to go ahead and fly to Australia. I mean, you got to be shitting me. I mean, you got to be shitting me. So, but anyway, it doesn't really matter. I like Bruce, but I think Bruce is nuts. I tend to agree with Dewey, these kids only. I don't know why. I make a big deal. I mean, shoot, in the schizoid, why, hey, you have more chances of being, quote, cured than you will be being, autistic anyway. So, besides, autism people don't go looking for a woman, you know, 50 years older than them, but lives, what, 12,000 miles away, thinking you're going to marry her. Ain't going to happen with autistics. Schizoids, yes. So anyway, I'm glad Bruce could call in. I'm glad Mary could call in. But, you know, there wasn't much going on in the bowel movement. There's a bunch of local shit, but then again, there's always local shit. It's just the same old crooked shit. Nothing's changed. Okay? So, there's Pig Fraw here. Pig Fraw's so full of shit. Hey, that's what Pig Fraud would do. Pig Fraud to me, what, you know, Pig Fraud would do. Anyway, didn't have much of a monologue. National Alliance is just simply doing the same old stupid shit here, and people are saying something different other than what is. I mean, just look and see what is going on. You should be able to tell that none of this shit is real. None of this shit is real. So, in case, I think I'm going to call it a night. You know, I'm glad Mary could call in. I was half asleep. I'm about to get my second wind, but what I need to do is I need to give my little black flea bass a flea, you know, flea bag, a flea bath. Then I need to go ahead and wash myself up, and then I need to go to bed. It's around, what, 1 o'clock? I'm going to go ahead and say, Hail Victory. Give us daily spermer updates. He took black pussy. I've never screwed any black pussy in my life. Well, let's see what the daily spermer. The DAILYSPORMER. Let's see if the daily spermer here, they're still into faggotry. Alright, under all the script in the hole holes. 8-3. Are you mad? You have to accept this challenge. I mean, I am past time. Also, why the stupid naughty dog, we also love them. The Rising Tide of Color, page 2. I bet they never read that by Lawson's Daughters. There's something rich about being raped and replaced. Well, I don't know. Reading Children. The Snoop Doggy Dog, the more civilized man. I think he's a nigger myself. Negro family raped and beaten our report trying to cook a aborted fetus on the barbecue. Okay. Well, I don't really want to talk about Bruce Jenner and that fucking idiot going ahead and cutting off his dick and his nuts here to get a hole. Let's see. That should be a bit, says Church of England slut priestesses. This center should give back his gold medals, won at a golf pre-council. He was a man. Well, he was a man way back in 1976. I wasn't much of a man, but he was a man. I remember when he won that man. He was on the Wheaties. He was on the fucking Wheaties box. Future from Lawford's Stoddard. Well, let's see that here. I like Lawford's Stoddard. I almost took her under the nigger. Okay. Well, maybe he's reading Lotham Stoddard's book. Actually, read Lotham Stoddard was a gift to one of us. Negro Stoddard's really a butt implant. Oh, come on. Well, I don't see anything worth shit here. Over on the Daily Spermer. Matt Catholic Poopy Dog. Well, I ain't having a nightcap here. He's having a flea bath, though. Little bastard. Anyway, I need to go ahead and wash my little black bastard. So, I'm going to go ahead and say, Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night. And pig pod your bullshit. Thank you.
White men clad in black are we. Hi-yi-oh-ho. And we'll stamp out dog tyranny. Hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse logs, let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie-lay-i. All who was then the ruling man, Kyrie-lay-i. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. Four white men, their rifles shoot. The Jews are laid low. On Sogling next, we stomp our boots to stamp out Gasco. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse logs, let red blood flow. The regime must only love its greed. Hi-yi-oh-ho. The love of God our only need. Hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse logs, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause is right. Hi-yi-oh-ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight. Hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow.